Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2013 results call of Play. Today's speakers are Jørgen Brann-Jensen, Chief Executive Officer, and Robert Belkacem, Chief Financial Officer. All lines are now closed except for the speaker line. Before we continue, I will read an important disclaimer. This presentation has been prepared by Play. The information contained in this presentation is for information purposes only. This presentation is not an offer to sell or issue, or the solicitation of an offer to buy or acquire interests or securities of Play, its subsidiaries or affiliates, or inducements to enter in investment activities. Certain financial data included in this presentation are non-IFRS financial measures. These non-IFRS financial measures may not be comparable to similarly titled measures presented by other entities. This presentation contains forward-looking statements. Examples of these forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, statement of plans, objectives, or goals, and statements of assumptions underlying those statements. By their very nature, forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties, both general and specific, and risks exist that such predictions, forecast projections, and other forward-looking statements will not be achieved. A number of important factors are contained in our financial statements and the annual reports could cause our actual results to differ materially from the plans, objectives, expectations, estimates, and intentions expressed in such forward-looking statements. A number of important past performances of Play cannot be relied as a guide to future performances. Forward-looking statements speak only as of the date of this presentation. Play expressly disclaims any obligations or undertaking to release any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statements in this presentation. No statement in this presentation is intended to be a profit forecast. As such, undue reliance should not be placed on any forward-looking statements. Please review the disclaimer page of the investor presentation available at www.play.pl/investors. Please be advised that this call is being recorded today, and the recording of the conference will be posted on our website. If you do not agree to the recording, please disconnect now. If you'd like to ask a question to the speakers, please press star one on your keypad to connect with an operator. Thank you. We will now proceed to the presentation. Mr. Brann-Jensen, the floor is yours. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Jørgen Brann-Jensen here, and welcome to the first investor conference call for Play. We would like to take you through our performance in the year 2013, and more specifically also in Q4 2013. If you have the investor presentation in front of you, I would like you to switch to page number three, which is the key highlights of the full year and Q4. On the full year, I would like to pinpoint in particular three very positive developments. In general, it has been a very good year for Play, and there's three important numbers I would like to pinpoint. The first is that our user revenues year-on-year have been increased by 22% from 2.5 billion zloty to 2.918 billion zloty. Secondly, we managed to increase our customer base by 24% and maintain our split between prepaid and postpaid. Lastly, we managed to increase our adjusted EBITDA by 26% from 2012 to 2013. Rob will later take us through the more detailed financial numbers. In more detail, we managed to increase our customer base by 2 million net additions in 2013, which is providing Play with a clear growth leadership. The split between prepaid and postpaid remains stable at roughly 44% postpaid and 56% prepaid. Also very important, we managed to maintain the low and even improve the churn in the contract segment at 0.7% in 2013, down from 0.9% in 2012. Given the user revenue has been at a growth level of 22% and subscriber base increased by 24%, you can see that it translates into a nearly one-to-one relationship between the subscriber and the usage revenue growth. In the fourth quarter, we added net 436,000 subscribers and maintained again for the 19th consecutive quarter a market share in mobile number portability above 50%. The financial performance has been very solid. We have some numbers here, but I think I would like to leave that to Rob later to go through the financials in details and instead go to page number 4 in the presentation. First of all, as you can see on the top left corner, we have a view to our increasing subscriber base. Basically, over the years, we have been able to increase our subscriber base between 1.6 and 2 million clients each year, with a record number in 2013. At the same time, we have been able to maintain the split between prepaid and contract subscribers. On the top right, you can see the ARPU development, which has been very stable. And both in contract and in prepaid, we have managed to maintain this stable level of outbound ARPU. On the bottom left, you can see that also year on year, we have been growing our revenues by between 600 and 700 million zloty. In 2013, this was slightly less, but only driven by the decrease in the mobile termination rates, which had an impact on our operating revenue line of approximately 400 million zloty. So if you deduct that, you would actually see that we maintain our growth also on the revenue line. And on the bottom right, we have the positive development in adjusted EBITDA, which we will go through in more detail a little bit later. If we turn to page 5, the most recent developments. Firstly, in late 2013, we launched as the second operator in the Polish market, 4G LTE, on the back of our newly acquired 1800 megahertz frequencies. By the end of 2013, we had more than 1,100 4G LTE sites on air, giving us a population coverage of above 20%. And we are well on track to meet the spectrum license obligations, and we actually currently have approximately 50% of the committed 3,600 sites on air and will meet the obligation by the end of this year. Also very important is that the Polish regulator has just cancelled the auction for 800 and 2600 spectrum due to some technicalities and violation of a timetable, but has reissued the auction with some slightly amended terms and conditions. We see that as a positive development for two reasons. First of all, the amended spectrum auction conditions are more firm and will be more difficult to challenge legally after the auction, which makes it a more firm auction. And secondly, it looks like there will be roughly a 3 months delay in the auction, which further strengthens Play's financial position before the auction takes place. It will have no impact on the plans for 2014 for Play. If we turn to page number 6, you can see that we have continued our leadership in mobile number portability in 2013, having a record high 902,000 port-ins to Play. In terms of market share, as the total market is increasing, our market share in 2013 was 58%, down from 64% in 2012, but nominally we had more port-in in 2013 than any year before. And we continue to outperform our competitors by a vast margin. You can also see on the bottom of page number 6 that we have a roughly equal share of port-in from our three competitors and are continuing our strategy of not being specifically attacking any of the three competitors. If we turn to page number 7, the main highlight is in the middle, which is the contract churn. We managed in 2013 to decrease the contract churn to 0.7%, down from 0.9% in 2012, which is not only a good development for Play, but also in market context is a very low postpaid churn in general. If we look at quarter-on-quarter development, it was down from 0.8 in quarter 4 2012 to 0.7 also in quarter 4 2013. We have also made a comparison of the contract ARPU outbound, as mentioned also earlier, where we had a slight 2% decline, which is primarily driven by the composition of clients in the client base between handset and non-handset contracts. And quarter-on-quarter comparison, we also had a 2% decline. If we look to 2014, also in terms of churn and in terms of contract development, we expect the development to continue in this year. This would conclude my highlights of the KPIs for Play for 2013, and I would like to hand over to Rob, commenting on the financial performance.
Thank you, Jürgen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Just a brief update on our Q4 results, as we saw you very recently. Our Q4 results are in line with the guidance in our offering memorandum and that which we gave you on the recent roadshow. We're on slide 9 of the pack. Just a brief summary. On the top left-hand panel, page 9, our full-year usage growth was 22%, and overall full-year revenue growth 4%. The overall full-year revenue growth obviously been impacted by the decline in mobile termination rates. Revenue growth Q3 2013 versus Q4 2014 was 3%, and as I said, in line with the guidance given. On the right-hand panel, adjusted EBITDA, our full-year EBITDA growth was 26%, and that was in spite of the impact of the mobile termination rates that had on our underlying EBITDA. EBITDA growth Q3 versus Q4 was 4%, in line with the guidance and also in line roughly with the revenue growth. Full-year cash capex has increased, and excluding the spectrum we purchased in 2013, and reflects Play's rollout of LTE, which Jürgen touched on previously to me. Q4 cash capex was higher than Q3 as we accelerate our 4G rollout. The rollout will be substantially complete by the end of 2014. Moving on to slide 10, a bridge of our full-year results 2013 from revenue to EBITDA. For full-year 2013, we have an EBITDA margin of 19% versus 13% in 2012 as a result of our continued growth and scale, resulting in significant operating leverage. This in turn was partially offset by higher subscriber retention costs. In the bottom left-hand panel, EBITDA at constant current termination rates is shown for your convenience. And finally, slide 11 shows a bridge for Q4 2013, which is consistent with the full-year bridge, the only exception being interconnect costs, and the reduction as a percentage of revenue reflects lower symmetric termination rates in the second half of the year. And finally, as management, we continue to reiterate our guidance we gave you on our recent roadshow of revenue growth of approximately 10 to 12%, an EBITDA margin of around 27%, and capex of approximately in the region of 450 million zloty. Q1 results are promising, but we would not wish to comment at this stage. And finally, our cash on hand, was €30 million as of today, and including the €170 million of escrow leaves us with total cash of around €200 million. And we have not drawn anything down on our RCF as of today. That would conclude Jürgen and my presentation. I would hand back to the operator so that we can take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question today, please press star 1 and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star 1 if you'd like to ask a question today. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Simon Cook. Please ask your question.
Hi, thanks for taking the question. I just wondered your view on the spectrum auction in Poland and how you react to the delay in the auctions. I think they've cancelled 800. Just your response to the cancellation and how you might play it going forward. Thanks.
Hello, Jürgen here. The postponement of the auction we view as positive, as I mentioned, for two reasons. Firstly, the conditions have been clarified, so it is now more clear which rules are actually prevailing, which makes the whole auction more firm and more difficult to challenge later on. Secondly, as it will be postponed, our financial situation will be stronger, naturally. We have not, in our plans for 2014, counted upon winning any of the spectrum available. So therefore, it will not have a negative impact on 2014. As we mentioned when we were on the roadshow, we have, through our network sharing and roaming agreements, secured access to all future technologies, including LTE and LTE 800 from our partners. And therefore, we are I wouldn't call it relaxed, but we view the delay as in general as a positive thing for us.
Thank you.
And for the market in general, I should add.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Laura Madler. Please ask your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Sorry, could you just repeat the 2014 guidance or your expectations for that, because I missed that and I can't see it in the presentation. That would be great. Thank you so much.
Sure. Our guidance for 2014 is between 10 to 12% of revenue growth, around 27% EBITDA margin, cash capex in the region of 450 million zloty. As of today, we have €30 million of cash on hand, plus the escrow account of €170 million, which gives us around a cash number of €200 million. And as of today, we are not drawn down on any of our revolving credit facilities.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Once again, that's star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. And your next question comes from the line of Pierre Maville. Please ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. First, I'd like to know if you can provide the pro forma leverage at your end 2013, pro forma the issue of the bonds and the shareholder distributions, the potential shareholder distributions. And second question, if I may, if you can comment the new prepaid offer that you launched in February, maybe if you can tell a bit more about it, and whether if you cut the price of your prepaid offer, or if you add any additional value to your offer. Thank you.
Rob, here, I'll take the pro forma leverage question and then hand to Jürgen for your second question. Our pro forma net debt leverage, based on last half annualized December 13, is 3.8 times. Jürgen?
And on the prepaid, as I understood your question, what the aim of the prepaid offer is, and basically we have launched our prepaid offer for a further simplification of the offer. And as you have seen in the presentation, we are trying to balance the intake of clients with the firm, or let's say maintaining the same level of ARPU, and that is what our intention is with these offers. It is still too early. We have only had them in the market for, actually they're going out I think yesterday, so it's too early to say anything about the development.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
All right, seems no more questions. Thank you all for joining, and we'll talk to you. Ah, seems there is one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of Bilal Ishak. Please ask your question.
Hi, just a quick question. This net leverage number that you gave on an analyzed basis, does that take into account the escrow amount that you have? And secondly, if it does, just to clarify, the escrow amount of cash is not available for business use, right? It's just tied to the transaction, which is eventually going to be distributed out to shareholders. Thank you.
Yes to both of your questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue. I'd now like to hand you the call back to Jørgen for his closing remarks.
I would like to thank everybody for participating in this call. And as mentioned, we believe we have had a very good year in 2013. Customer base up 24%, EBITDA up 26%. And since there are no further questions, we would like to close the call and speak to you again in about 3 months' time. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference call for today. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.